What God wants you to have a what? He wants you to have a good understanding. He wants you to have his wisdom with practical understanding. That if I know, if I say with my mouth and believe with my heart, this will happen. But if you try to do it in your head, you'll be sitting there reasoning, what if it didn't happen? What if it didn't happen? I don't know if I'll do that because nothing might not happen. Well, you might as well go on and stop because it's not going to happen. But when you have gained this wisdom with practical understanding that I speak what God has said, because I'm convinced in my heart that God can't lie. And then I say it with my mouth, and when I get through saying it with my mouth, I'm taking a step in that direction. Why am I going? Because I'm fully convinced that what I said will come to pass. I'm not going to wait around and see if something might happen. Am I plain enough? I'm not going to wait around to see if something may happen. But I'm convinced that's what happened to Abraham. You know, and I know, and we know, a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman that got no business having no baby. With no aid or assistance from nobody else but divine power. And he had to be convinced by God. No, he wouldn't have worked and she wouldn't have worked. Hello? So, having said that, let's go down to the 17th verse. Let me see, I got it on here somewhere. Let's go to the 17th, let's skip to the 17th verse of Ephesians chapter 1. You got it. I'll fill in the in-between some of the time, but for time's sake, I need to go here. Ephesians 1:17. Here, remember, we're talking about what? Spiritual things, right? Amen. 17th verse. Okay, let me get there with all this stuff I got here. All right, here we go. Now I'm ready. Now I am ready. He said, now, Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesian church, which these letters were written to the body of Christ. But this particular letter was addressed to the Ephesians. And if you want to learn and grow your spirit, do most of your study and feeding from the New Testament, these letters. From the gospel on, you can read the Old Testament, but it's concealed. And you won't get true revelation because it's not revealed yet. The new birth only came available when? After Jesus was raised from the dead, right? That's when the new birth became available. So, he wrote this letter to the Ephesian church, and here's what he prayed. See, I talked about, this grace that you've been joined to the Lord, so you can be partakers of all the treasure that he had provided for us through redemption. Now, here's the prayer he prayed for the church, for us. You can pray this for yourself. I'm going through it now. So you can gain this true revelation of what God had given you in Christ. Now listen to Paul's writing here, reading from the King James, King Jimmy. He said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, who is he? He's the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the Father of what? Glory. May do what? Give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and what else? And revelation where? In the knowledge of him. What is he trying to impart to you? He wants you to gain knowledge of him through revelation. It's revelation knowledge. God's knowledge is not natural knowledge. Did you hear what I said? So he's praying that you would gain knowledge of God through revelation. It's revelation knowledge. What do you mean revelation knowledge? It's revealed to your spirit, not to your head. See, you are a spirit first. Say this with me. Say this with me. I am a spirit. I possess a soul. I live in a body. I'm spirit first. I have a mind. And then I live in a body. Okay? All right. So he said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation where? In the knowledge of him. Other words, he wants you to know what he knows. I'm going to say it again. He wants you to know what he knows. And how do you learn what he knows? By revelation knowledge. Your spirit gained this knowledge. And once you know what God knows about a subject, about a situation, guess what? Or should I say yes? I don't know if that's the right word. But anyway, you know what happened? You can do what God can do. Y'all didn't bite on that too well. I'm going to come at it again. You say, you mean, well, we have, because they're all grown now. We have 7 children. I've seen them sit down to the table with me, eat the same food I ate, drink the same drink that I was drinking, and enjoy the same meal that I was enjoying, because they had knowledge about that food. That mama had cooked that food and they were ready to eat and they smelled it. And tell you the real truth, if I wasn't careful, they'd get more than, wouldn't leave me much. Why, how did they do that? They weren't always there. They gained some knowledge. And they found out, I can do what daddy do, I can eat too. Not only did some of the past men eat it. Evidence. Is there any evidence? So, once you gain, this is how you get it. This is how you get it. Praying. You can pray this prayer for yourself. So let me go through it. That you may gain the knowledge of God. You know what God knows. You know how to live life the way he's given it to you. What did Paul say? I'm crucified with Christ. This is Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. The life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Listen to what the man said. The life that I'm now living, God gave it to me, so I'm living by the faith of the Son of God.